Welcome everyone to our Success Academy coaching Q&A session. I'm so looking forward to connecting with you today. I am joining you from Newport Beach, California. I'm at the cutest hotel property in one of their business rooms and just love the flexibility, right, of having what I call the laptop lifestyle and being able to work from anywhere in the world. And I appreciate your flexibility of having us bump this session. We just had a trip opportunity kind of last minute, and I had one of my close friends book me an airline ticket, and here we are. So thank you for your flexibility, and you have as much time. We're here for 60 to 80 minutes today. So as we work on questions and insights and things of that nature, by all means, whatever might be up for you, feel free to pop up your hand if you'd like some support. The following weeks, we will be on the same time schedule. There is one more week in March where I am traveling for a humanitarian group, and we will give you plenty of heads up for that. And so we will adjust that one other week. Otherwise, you can count on the exact same time and the exact same days of the week. But I have to say, my gosh, I am absolutely, people have been asking me about Success Academy. So how's it going? And how are you feeling about this group? And I am just glowing. I am absolutely loving the group that's come together and the shares and the insights from last week, our Q&A to our Zoom meet and greet to the beautiful sharing and gems on our Facebook group. You guys, if you're not showing up there and seeing some of this, I hope you'll make that as a commitment or a priority, simply because I'm seeing like what you're sharing, from ideas and quotes to mirror work to manifesting cool things. And it's just awesome to see it. I will also be sharing this week. I've asked you to share part of your vision board, either a full vision board or a segment of it, or if you want to drop one image that's going to go on the backdrop of your phone or is off your Pinterest vision board or is something you're working towards. But at some point this week, please show up there and share at least a part of your vision. I know some of you are going to be in process with vision boards or the process of creation, and you may not share that until, you know, the complete thing. You might going to show us in 2 or 3 weeks from now. That's just fine, but at least a piece of it, and see the progress that's coming for you. But welcome to Wednesday, and welcome to coaching Q&A space. I just invite you a couple of thoughts as we get settled in here together today. Hopefully you've got something handy there, hot tea, coffee, juice, water, you name it, but something there as a beverage if you're not out and about on the go, and your notebook, and just allow yourself to drop into the space of creation and a space of receptivity and just being open. I do invite you to also log off any of your potential distractions, from your cell phone to social media to email. Go ahead and get that for yourself logged out of your space so you can drop in and be open up to receiving. As you likely experienced last week, if you were on the call live or listened back to the recording, the magic of sharing in this intimate group space is there were different shares that got brought up last week, and it was fascinating to watch how, even if there was likely something someone shared you weren't maybe even thinking about, you probably benefited from directly or thought, gosh, I really needed to hear that too. And so just show up open and show up in a way that you allow yourself to receive. Would you breathe that in for me for just a moment, a deep breath? I allow myself to receive. I allow myself to receive. And just choose in. And if there is something on your heart or in your mind, I invite you to write that down too. I'd like guidance with ... fill in the blank. What would you like guidance with today? What's something you're seeking clarity around, or something that's up for your heart or up for your business or up for your home? And go ahead and write that down. And whether you choose to raise your hand today or not, watch the magic of what happens today and what gets shared that may be exactly what, again, you needed to hear, or what you've just written down that might be up for you as well. And so I just invite you to drop into that openness and that receptive state. We're going to run the same format we did last week, and every week following is, if you'd like to raise your hand, you press star 2 on your keypad. You can go feel free to start doing that now. If you know there's something you'd like to share or have a question, sometimes you guys just want to share something like, I'm learning this, or I had this breakthrough or this aha. And sometimes you want something specific that you're saying, I want to break through this, or I want to strategize this. That either are welcome, of course. But how you lead out with every share, first tell us who you are, your name, where you're from. Secondly, what's new and good. So if you'd also write that for me in your notes, again, whether you choose to share it or not, what's new and good. And secondly, what's up for you today, or up for you this week. and go ahead and jot both of those down. But what are you feeling grateful for? What's new and good? What's the progress? I love week two in Success Academy. I love every week because they all fit this like piece of the success pie, right, for a thriving life and a thriving business. What I love about week two is the possibility, right, possibilities and leaning into dreaming, leaning into openness, leaning into creativity and intention, and just dropping into some of those questions of what do I want? What do I want to feel more of? What do I want to create? What do I want to experience? And this will be a work in progress for you, right? A work in progress. But I love, love, love. Like, I know maybe I'm a little bit of a nerd, but I truly geeked out when it was, oh my gosh, week two, vision and goals lands on February 1st. And the kickoff of a brand new week and a brand new month together. So I'm looking forward to it. So let's transition into some shares. This is your time. You've paid for it. I ask that you just drop in, right? Just drop in, take a deep breath. Remember, you're not here to perform, right? Some of you right now, it might be in mental rehearsal. That's okay. You can just drop that and just take a deep breath, right? Don't have to perform. Some of you are more apt to hang back. Some of you are more to speak up. Either one is fine, but I'm just inviting you to, if there is something that you'd like to share or something you'd like support with, by all means, start popping those hands up. Again, star two on your keypad so I can see it. And secondly, if you are on the web link, you're joining us via webcast, great as well, go ahead and pop your hand up on your screen. It will say raise hand. A little bit of just coaching on shares. Sometimes we want to feel like we want to share the whole story, right? We might say, gosh, I've got this experience, this ongoing, you know, 30-year relationship with a friend or a family member and this dynamic, understand it, right? However, we just, if you can give us a short context to then ask whatever question might be up for you, we'll go from that. Okay, we are going to lead out with Ms. Holly Tucci, has her hand up, and the rest of you, if you want to get in the queue, feel free to do that. Karen, I can see your hand is up as well. We'll come next to you. But anyone else, by all means, again, pop yourself in there. But Ms. Holly, you're unmuted, sis, if you want to lead out with what's new and good or your gratitude.
Good morning. This is Holly Tucci, and I'm tuning in from Spokane Valley, Washington. And I don't know if I necessarily have a question. Maybe one will perk up as I share this. But I simply wanted to share what I navigated over the weekend. And that was... That was me getting stuck in my head. It was me knowing there was this campaign going on with an organization called Mended Little Hearts and Rock Your Scar. And it's a campaign I've participated in the years past, but this year was really different. It was different because of the growth I've felt and it spans upon over the last year. And I knew I wanted it to be even more different. I knew I wanted it to be out of my comfort zone. And so I got this idea to really focus on embracing the inner warrior or the inner superhero. And with that came the idea of dressing up in a Wonder Woman costume. And so I captured the pictures on Friday. It was actually right before. It was right before our Zoom meet and greet. I captured the pictures. And then for some reason, I didn't look at the pictures for a bit. Until later on Friday, and then I started to look at them, and I started to see them. I was like, huh, that's not what I was thinking I was going to feel. Mm. Or I'm not seeing what I thought I was going to see.
Yeah.
So throughout the weekend, I was struggling with that because I knew the deadline, the last day of the campaign, was Sunday. And I just wrestled with it a little bit more and more. And as I realized I was wrestling with it, I truly had you in my head, Tiffany, as well as Henry, and the questions of what if I decided to simply accept what I'm seeing? What if I decided that is the inner warrior?
Mm.
And so I think
good work, babe.
You,
so was this what was coming up for you? Was there judgment about yourself? Like you felt in judgment of your body or in judgment
so
of your, is that what the resistance was?
Yeah, a lot of judgment, a lot of who the heck am I, grown-ass woman, to be dressing up in a Wonder Woman costume? This is silly. This is ridiculous. What are you thinking? Oh, my goodness. All of that.
Yeah.
And when I let that go, then it came about, okay, accept who you are and what you are, and you have this vision to bring about this picture and this image. I didn't retake the pictures. I just decided to look at them differently. And so that is something that has been really new and good in this last week.
Thank you for sharing that with all of us. I mean, talk about a breakthrough, right? A big victory is we all have an inner mean girl, don't we? Every one of us. We have an inner mean girl, right? Where we're like, oh my gosh, look at your hair, look at your skin, look at your butt, look at your wrinkles, look at your teeth, or, you know, whatever, look at your scar. We all have an inner mean girl. And again, I think how we start to transition that is not that we shame the mean girl and that we also then get after ourselves for the mean girl, is we transition through love and we come back to the inner sweetheart, right? Because we all have the inner sweetheart too, the nurturer, the cheerleader. And some of you are like, I didn't even know I had an inner cheerleader. Well, you do. And Holly's modeling it is come back to, all right, love. Okay, sweetheart. What do you need, sweetheart? You know, but maybe we could see these pictures from a different light. Because when I see those pictures, gosh, it makes me a little emotional. I see bravery and I see light and I see beauty and strength. And I feel so inspired. For those of you who don't know Holly's story, if you haven't yet gotten friends on Facebook or Instagram, you know, this woman's been through some major heart surgeries and has a heart thing, you know, and her part of her advocacy is our heart health. And because she's lived it and walked it. And so talk about superwoman, legit, you know, powerful, Holly. So thank you for sharing that. Is I want all of you to capture that in your notes is we all have an inner mean girl. We also have an inner cheerleader or nurturer, grandmother, queen, energy, whatever you want to tap into. I'm just going to say sweetheart. But that can also show up from the place of versus your inner coach versus your inner critic, right? That says, hey, let's see it this from a different perspective. Major personal growth, babe. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else you wanted to ask or share today? Or is that, because that feels like a big share, but I want to make sure you feel complete.
That feels fully complete because that's a big one for me.
Oh, it's big. Yeah. Way to win, babe. So I want you to do something to kind of anchor that in that celebrates yourself. If it's getting your favorite hot cocoa or tea and just something simple or even picking out flowers for yourself is just like a little, because that is a big victory.
Okay. I will do that.
A little some love. Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Okay, I am coming next to Miss Karen. Gail has her hand up behind her. The rest of you, please, by all means, if there's something percolating, you want to share, you want to dialogue. And again, we'll be here for 80 minutes total. So we'll be here about 20 minutes after the hour. I have plenty of time to hold all the space and process the share. So, but get in line, right? Sometimes you want to wait till the very end and we run out of time. All right, Miss Karen, you are unmuted if you want to lead out with what's new and good and then your question or share.
Thank you. So can you hear me okay?
I can now, yes.
Okay. First of all, Holly, thank you for your share. And we used to live in Portland, Oregon. So somebody from Spokane Valley might be near Spokane, I'm guessing. And Holly, thanks again for what you shared. This is Tiffany, the shaming and having a mean girl. That hit it on the nose, and then to also realize we have an inner cheerleader was really positive. Thank you. Some really great things that have happened to me this week.
Karen, just really quick, if you're on a headset, can you maybe come off of it?
We're
cutting in and out, so if you can talk directly to the phone, that would help.
Kicked the headset off.
Yeah, it's just, it fades, it's doing a little bit of a fade. I'm catching it, but it's just light at times. It's like I can hear you and then it's light, so.
Okay, maybe if I just don't move around when I'm talking.
There you go.
Okay, I'll just stay in the same place.
there you go.
Some really great things is for this week is the mirror exercise. I've been adding phrases as reading more about Jack Canfield and using words like I am. And I like Wonder Woman also, so I am Wonder Woman. Her stance, her confidence, the fact that she's not slouching and makes eye contact and is fearless, I really like that. The E plus R equals O, so the event plus reaction equals outcome. I'm realizing, I'm seeing that a lot more in the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Grateful for that. And my big thing this week for positive is realizing that as a kid, I posted in the Facebook group, as a kid in high school, I used to do things so that I would have a story when I have kids. And I lost that vision. So I'm really excited to have put it into action, and I'm excited with the thought of creating my own story.
I love it, Dave. Some good progress.
Yeah. So I'm blessed to be in this class, and you know that was only week one, so I'm really excited for what comes ahead. So my question, and you had made a comment in another post I made, that maybe bring it up at the Q&A. So my question, my challenge is I have a hard time focusing on more than one thing at a time. I think I can multitask, but I'm not good at it. When I say multitask, I'm talking about focusing and investing in Success Academy and taking time for my business. And the two seem to conflict with each other. I'm not sure exactly how to invest time more wisely. So that's one. And then the other thing is Mean Girl, not feeling like I'm a leader. I raised kids, but I don't look at that as being a leader. Not feeling like I'm a leader and not doing well at follow-ups, not doing follow-ups. I'm afraid to do follow-ups. Being overwhelmed. And, I think that covers it. How do I do it all? And then the law of attraction that came up too. If I'm feeling that way, then my law of attraction, if I have negative thoughts, then I'm attracting negative versus positive thoughts.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing. We won't solve all the world's problems in one session, but let's take a couple of thoughts.
Okay.
And so her first share, for those of you if you couldn't quite hear because her phone is a little light, her first question is really something we all dial into. And it's about I struggle with overwhelm, and if I have more than one main priority in my life, you know, how do I balance them? How do I invest in them? That kind of thing. On deck for next Monday is a deep dive into time management, productivity, priority management, and time blocking. And so we're going to go through that in rich detail Monday. So I do want to highlight two simple things from that training just to give you some support right now and anyone else that can dial into that saying, I'm feeling overwhelmed. Oh my gosh, between home, between business, between this course, between family and church and all the things that could be up for you. Totally get it. Number one is get a real handle on your distractions, right? To eliminate or manage them. Some of the go-to culprits are going to be your cell phone, right? Your technology, various things. If you're not currently time blocking when you check email or social media, you might want to consider starting that right now and to have some boundaries on your cell phone. If you currently are getting notified from any kind of, you know, social media app, or notifications on your phone, go ahead to settings and turn them off. My cell phone is on complete silent 99.9% of the time. I only turn it on if I'm expecting a call. Otherwise, it doesn't even buzz me. It doesn't vibrate on a table. It doesn't ding. It makes no noise. And I get no notifications from any platform. Because I want my phone to be a resource and an ally, not a leash. And so
manage some of those distractions, right? That's somewhat the beginning of, again, this isn't going to be about perfection, but making progress with helping with the overwhelm is getting a handle on your distractions and having intentional time blocks to when you're doing certain activities. Any activity you guys do on repeat, like laundry, like content creation, like email response, I want that to be in a schedule for you guys, right? Is to think about it from a place versus when are we doing the laundry? When are we doing the meal prep? When are we doing the email management? I'm not saying every little thing has to be scheduled, but the bulk tasks you can do in one setting. I'd rather have you check email once to twice a day and be responsive and following up on email for, say, 10, 20 minutes twice a day than having you check your email all day long. Secondly is think about creative pods or creative pockets for time where you work on your business. What are your office hours? And ask you to think about that. What are my office hours? When are my creative hours? When am I making content happen? When am I doing follow-up calls? But creative pods for both home and business. So you have home time, family time. You have time where you're like, hey, this is what I'm out. I'm going to go knock out. If I'm going to go out and run errands, say I'm going to go to the post office. Now, I delegate that, but in the past, right, and I'm not against going to the post office. I just currently have support to do that. But let's say I'm going to go out and go to the post office and the grocery store and the dry cleaner. Well, I want to do that all in one pocket of time for maybe, say, 2 to 3 hours. Get out there and go run all my errands. We listen to a great Audible book where I'm, you know, popping in and out of various things, but I'm in errand mode rather than an errand here and an errand there and an errand here and an errand there. And, you know, it just creates this disruption flow. So, again, we'll do a deep dive on this, but it begins with you making decisions about where do things live in my schedule and having intentional creative pockets or pods of time, also called time blocking, and how you're managing your distractions. Because a lot of times when we feel overwhelmed, right, when we're overwhelmed, we tend to procrastinate, which is ironic because we're like, hey, I'm overwhelmed. I should get more done. We actually, hey, I'm just going to scroll my phone or check Facebook one more time or, oh, I'm going to go do this or do that thing or shuffle some papers here versus my being intentional and about my priorities. So that's something to begin and something, again, we'll do in deep dive next week, but I think that all of us can relate to that. I just love if I'm in the flow on something as well, like I love having intentional time blocks where I'm like, hey, I'm working on creativity. And I'll give you more direction on that on Monday. The second thing about seeing yourself as a leader and working on that inner mean girl is this gets to be progress for you. But the biggest thing, Karen, I think that matters for you and those of you that can relate to this is make a decision in this moment that says, I choose to invest in me. I choose to have a better relationship with me. And I choose to be a leader, which simply means when we choose leadership, we're choosing to serve more people. I'm choosing to serve more people.
Did you say choose to be a better leader or choose to be a leader?
Choose to be a leader.
Okay.
As Stephen Covey says, write this for me in your notes. I love, love, love this. He says, leadership is a choice, not a position.
Oh.
See, a lot of times in life and where this self-esteem thing is for you and this emotional history that you have and where you're at presently and where you're going, for all of us at some level, we're waiting for our feelings to dictate us. And you're waiting to feel like a leader. And you're waiting to feel confident. And you're waiting to feel more self-loving. I'm asking all of you to make a decision to be that. I'm asking you to choose. Not let your feelings, right? Because sometimes your feelings don't align. I don't always feel kind and loving and confident in myself. But I choose to have an invested relationship with me. I've chosen to heal. I've chosen to have a better, healthier self-relationship. And all of you can make that decision too. And same thing with leadership is, again, there's no one that's going to pop out of the magical woods and say, hey, by the way, you're a leader. Here's your certificate. Now, you legit can go get, you know, degrees and MBAs and things. But even then, are you really a leader just because of a paper? No, you're a leader because you choose to be and you choose to serve. But to see yourself in that identity is, it's really a decision to say, I'm going to put on that queen's cape and I'm going to serve more people. So thank you for your question, love. There's some great things and gems there to get you started and thinking about, you know, some of the things that are up for you today. Does that help at least begin some thoughts for you to look at and some decisions to make?
Yes, ma'am. A lot. Thank you.
Awesome. You're welcome. Thank you for the real share and the vulnerability of that. Okay, I am coming next to Ms. Gail. You are unmuted, sister. If you want to share briefly what's new and good, and then cue me up to your question.
Hi, everyone. It's great to be on here with you. I did a great job, for me at least, on sending out some handwritten notes and connecting with people in a heartfelt way. And I really enjoy doing that, but I had gotten away from it, so I feel good about that, coming back to that again. So my question is, I'm really having a hard time, and this is going to probably sound silly, but with a joy list. Like, I haven't done anything this week or last week. Like, I was at Trader Joe's, and I thought, oh, I'll get some flowers. And then I, for some reason, talked myself out of it. My past is I was on my own since I was 17, and I've just had to take care of myself, and I've not loved myself really well. I went emerald in June. I've never really celebrated going emerald for me. I haven't really done that. So just, I don't, if you could maybe just help me dig a little deeper, like, I don't know where that's coming from. I mean, I kind of do, but.
Yeah. Well, I love, thank you for the real. And I think sometimes we can say, I'm going to model something with you. I'm so glad this is coming up. It's great mentoring that someone mentored me in years ago. But at some level, I want you to write this down for me, Gail.
Mm-hmm.
The why is the booby prize. And we're not talking about your why as your purpose, but sometimes we're like, I don't know where this comes from or why I'm this way or what this might mean. Like, we got to lay on a couch for 10 years and discover, why is it hard for me to do a joy list? The why is the booby prize. It's making a decision and becoming clear of a new vision of, tell me, Gail, how do you want to feel in your own skin? Tell me, see yourself as more this evolved, confident, happier, sexy, magnetic, like, feeling good, Gail.
I have moments of that for sure.
Yeah, great.
But I feel like there's some sort of a fear of loss tangled up really big into all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if that's why I don't want to celebrate, because the celebrate kind of makes it feel like, yeah, you did it, when it feels like it could go away.
Yeah. Gosh, I get that. Are you reading the book, The Big Leap? I know you did coaching with me a year ago, but
mm-hmm.
if any of you have not read that book in the last 6 months, I want you to read or listen to that again. So it's
okay.
Fresh. But he's talking all about that. It's like, how good can I stand it? And the fear of loss. And I get you, girl. Oh, do I get you? So I have empathy and I get it. Okay. It's like, oh, I don't want to be too happy because the happiness might dry up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to feel that disappointment. I don't want to feel, oh, gosh. Right. This is why most people do choose to play small.
Mm-hmm.
Is they'd rather manage their life in this little tight, nice container than really go for it. And maybe at some point, you know, the ups and the downs, and feel that vulnerable. Is often we care more about, so what you're telling me at some level, I care more about control than I care about joy.
Oh, gosh. I'm control is a big issue. Yep.
Yeah. So for many of you, this is up for all. For many of you, this is going to be a real resonance. You see the magic of these intimate group sharing coaching Q&As?
Mm-hmm.
Is the power is like, oh my gosh, I value control more than I value joy. Or I'm giving more, at least, homage to control, which is really fear, than I am to love and to joy and to more savoring. And like you said, here's the gift, is you have glimpses of this woman. But I would assume all of you are here at some level because you want to feel better. You want to feel more alive. You want to progress. You want to grow your business. You want to feel more vivacious, thriving, prosperity. Cool. But we got to then, part of that is that you nurture your joy. So can I say something to you firmly?
Please do.
Okay. I'm asking for permission because I adore you and we've worked together before and I love your heart.
You're going to make me cry.
Uh-huh. But if you're not going to get on board and do the assignments, I want you to leave the group. Mm-hmm. Not because I don't want you here, but I'm not here to have motivational rah-rah. I'm here for you to change your life. And I know you as a woman of integrity, so my feisty redhead self is in the moment. But out of touch, a little bit of love, it's because here's the thing. Like, if you're here for change, then you do the work I ask you to do. Whether you feel like doing it or don't feel like doing it, that's the breakthrough. And I want you to have a breakthrough, babe. But if you're really not going to do the work, then we'll get your refund. That's a swift kick in the pants, and now I'm just hugging you. And the cheddar pants is sitting here smiling, hugging you. I feel all that energy, too. But I'm asking you, will you make a decision? Are you going to do the work?
Yes, I'm going to do the work. I'm just trying to figure out how to take that step. I just have to do it.
Yeah. Where you go back to Trader Joe's in the next 24 hours and you buy yourself, because you got to now do double joy this week. So we balance the universe. And if you got to get two bouquets, go for it. Or if you want to get bouquets and chocolate, cool, right? Or you want to go for a run or a hike or watch a movie or whatever. Now, I only offer, I know that's really up by after, so can I get firm with you? Because the energy is like, I want you here 1,000%. And belong. That's what I hope you'll choose into. The great coaching isn't about ever, of course, like it's about creating space and questions. And I'm asking the question is, are you going to do the work? Because for, and some of you similar, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not raising my hand now. That redhead. But what I hope I'm modeling for you is just an awareness and a wake up is because some of you are like, oh, that mirror exercise is hard. I don't, you know, the joy list. And again, I have empathy. I get it. But you hired me and you joined this for change, not just to feel good rah-rah. You can do that all day long scrolling the Instagram. You can read all kinds of motivational quotes out there. I'm in the business of change. This is why person after person after person has written me testimonials, right, about, hey, you doubled my sales, or I rank advanced, I lost the weight, I attracted the love of my life. Most importantly is I have a better relationship with me, and I know you a little bit. So I'm pushing you. So I have a little more relationship leverage with you where I'm like, I'm going to push you because you didn't sign up for this just to be rah-rah. I don't think you did at least, right?
Right. Yes.
This is partly why we work well together is, you know, I'm going to be your truth teller.
Mm-hmm.
Right, sister? So I understand you. So massive empathy because I'm living that in a certain scenario in my own life right now is the fear of loss. And therefore you're like, ooh, I don't know. Do I want to be this invested? And this is a big deal and this much joy. And then, but that's about control running the show. And the fear of loss is, and you know what? It doesn't have to be overnight, but it's little steps. It's little things, but I want to know I got to trust that you're going to do the work. Even if I don't, I'm not asking for masses.
Right.
And again, it can say, I'm going to make my favorite popcorn treat and cozy up and watch a Netflix show. Cool. You've invested in your joy. But I want change for you, and I think you want it too.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
So will you personally, I'd like for you to share it in the group, but I'd also, if you want to share it in the group, great. If you want to reach out privately to me, that's fine. Either way, I think the group's invested too. Let us know. Show us a photo of you doing something that brings you joy this week.
Okay.
Can you do it?
Yes, of course.
Okay. I'm cheering for
Thank
you.
You. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Much love, sister. Oh, gosh, isn't that good? We can all relate, right? How often is the fear of loss running your show? Gail was just courageous, vulnerable, and real. And again, not about perfect, but I am asking for you guys to be committed. For sure I am, because I want to be part of change. Remember, sometimes the dynamic is we create these rich connections, but I'm always clear. If I'm in coach mode, I'm not in girlfriend mode. Right? And coach mode says, hey, let's look at this. Let's make choices. Let's make decisions. That's just what I'm asking each of you to look at is let's make some decisions. Make some new choices. Otherwise, 8 weeks will go by and you'll be in the same spot. And you're like, yeah, that was okay. Oh, yeah, you know. But you're here for change. Therefore, we got to make decisions and habits that shift us. Okay. Juicy. You guys, all the energy. I'm pacing a conference room in this cutest little boutique hotel. Walk in the room, because there's just a lot of energy that's going on, and that's a good thing. All right, I'm coming next to area code 435, last four digits, 1777. You are unmuted if you want to introduce yourself, where you're joining us from. You're new and good, right? And then whatever your question or share is.
Hey, Tiffany, this is Jenny Orton.
Hi, babe. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I want to know, how do you make clear and confident decisions?
Yeah, so first share with us where you're joining us from and you're new and good, and then let's talk about how do we make clear and confident decisions.
Okay, so I'm actually in Highland, Utah, and I've been observing my behaviors, I've recognized that some of the things that's coming up more often is indecisiveness. And the opposite of that is clarity, right? And so I just think I would love to hear from you. What have you done to really cultivate the ability to make clear and confident decisions?
Yeah. So I love this question, and I think a lot of times the fear or the uncertainty, because what I hear in that is like, could I make a wrong decision? Right? And so sometimes, again, the perfectionist, it's so sneaky, wants to sneak in there and say, hey, I need to make the perfect decision. For me, how I make clear and confident decisions is if my own self-care is in a good spot, and specifically the spiritual side of my life. And I'm doing activities that I feel more grounded and connected to source, to God, to flow, to spirit. I'm doing my meditation regularly. I'm having quiet and stillness. I sometimes go to nature for that. I sometimes, do that in home, yoga. But again, when I say self-care, that's kind of a big umbrella. But I mean specifically that spiritual quadrant where I am nourishing actively and intentionally my spiritual antenna. And then I just have some knowing, and I think the body as well for me. So a couple thoughts. So I nourish the self-care. Secondly is I ask myself, what do I want to do, or what am I naturally drawn to, right? Is often we can be so in our head, and we're about, like, what's the right thing to do, the logical thing, the safe thing to do, because a lot of times with decision-making, where we might have resistance or disconnect with it is we're in our head so much, and or we're in a place of, again, the fear of making the wrong decision, right? And those decisions, if we really look at good decisions, bad decisions, quote unquote, everything is learning and growth and possibility. I think what we want to be conscious of is to be aware of if indecision is running our lives. You know, many years ago, I worked for Robert Kiyosaki in the Rich Dad Poor Dad brand, and he would say this phrase where he'd say, more money's lost in indecision than bad decisions. You can interchange the word money for life and things. We still want to make sure we get it perfectly right, you know? And sometimes that can be in relationship, that can be in business, that can be in choosing a paint color for our home, for Pete's sakes, right? Like, oh my gosh, well, is it this shade of peach or this shade? Or do I want to go with the gray scheme? Or what about this and that? And like, again, we're not wrong for that, but sometimes we can get so overwhelmed with just making choices and decisions because we're so afraid of making, quote, the wrong one. So sometimes we don't make any decision. Versus asking ourselves, what do I desire here? If I had a preference, what would it be? What am I naturally drawn to? And allowing my heart and my intuitive self lead on a lot of these. Right? Some decisions are life-altering. That is true. I mean, at some level, you could argue they all are because, you know, the matrix and it will take you to this and then you went here and then you met that person and that opened up this door and then, you know, all the ways that we could explore that. But the reality is if I trust foundationally that God or Source has my back, I'm not really worried about making wrong decisions. Because even quote-unquote decisions that, you know, I detour or not this, I believe God can make all things work together for my good. I just am having a human experience of practicing decision making. And the other thing that helps me similar or tucked into all of this sharing is I do some form of muscle testing with my body. My body for me will pull forward when it's a yes and my body will lean back when it's a no. So if I'm in a standing position, preferably my feet on the earth, shoes off. But sometimes I'll do this, you know, standing in a crowded restaurant and whether I'm muscle testing food or a person, or if I'm not sure what to do, I'll ask my body. Body keeps score, right? We've heard of that, not book, but the intuition type capability is how much knowledge is in your gut. We call it gut instinct. Well, gosh, that's a good reason for that. So hopefully, I mean, I'm curious for you, how do you make decisions? For me, I make sure my spiritual self-care is dialed. I listen to what feels light and joy, and I honor the draw. If I had a preference, what would it be? Foundationally, I trust that God, Source, Universe has my back and can help guide me, even when I stumble. And again, I utilize a little bit of muscle testing sometimes as well as a discernment. But I'm really curious, what do you use? What are the ways you get plugged into that for yourself?
Well, Tiffany, I think you're right on. I love this. I think definitely spiritual health, making sure that I'm aligned. When I'm aligned, it's like, oh yeah, this is awesome. I have stronger confidence, you know? And yeah. Then what really sang to my heart was just you just reaffirming a question that I have asked myself, but I think I just needed to hear it from you, was, what do you want, Jenny? Like, what do you want? What do you want to do? Because I think I grew up in a culture of make sure everybody else is happy, make sure you take care of everybody else. But yeah, there's a specific decision that I'm making right now that is it's big for me. And it's just an aspect of my business that I've really felt led to go on. And it's big for me. And so there's been some, like, let me get all the details because I want to get all the details together because I want it to be, you know, as awesome as it can, because foundation is everything. So I need to make sure that my foundation is set up solid. You know, there's an organization that I follow very closely, and when they were organized a couple hundred years ago, it was small in numbers, and yet its foundation has been so impactful and long-lasting. And so I've been thinking about, it's all about foundation, like the right things in the right place is really what mm-hmm. matters. And so I think if I were to go full circle about everything that you said, yeah, muscle testing as well, making sure I'm connected with God and asking, hey, what do I need to understand about this situation, or what do you want me to do? Helps me too. Yeah. But I think mm-hmm. the golden nugget for me, Tiffany, with all of that, all the points you brought up were golden for me, that I think my heart sang and it was warmed, just like I was embraced in a giant hug of like, Jenny, what do you want to do? And that's what I want to do. Like, it was so clear. It's like, oh, this is what I want to do. Like, this is the aspect. This is the angle. So yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, I love this share, because can't we all relate to this? And similar, it does touch into Gail's share, is sometimes with decisions, it's like, I want to make a bulletproof decision. I don't want to feel any fear. I don't want to have any loss, no pain. Does this, you know, bulletproof me? And so sometimes we're like, oh, I'm going to do this and that. And to your point, I loved your elaboration. Sometimes we want to make decisions that everyone approves of. But what matters most, and I said this at the launch event that you were out on that Friday, is, you know, some people didn't approve of me hosting a live event. No, it was intimate, and I was in all legal codes and things like that. There's definitely people that have an opinion about, oh, my gosh, you know. But guess what? I wasn't about approval. I was about alignment. I had clarity, spiritual guidance, that I needed to gather people and share about creative principles and put people back in their creativity. That's called alignment. But I made a decision that not everyone agreed with or approved of. And so, again, a lot of it is, are you in alignment with what's right for you versus we're surveying everyone in the bleachers as, is this okay with you? Is the willingness to say, hey, and I also think, too, love, there's a lot of it's leaning to the joy and the light choice. And, again, what do you want to do? Because I'll just say for my own spiritual evolution, and it's such a personal walk and such a personal experience, you know, it's its own thing. But I would say a lot of my life, I'd say 80, 90% of the time, answers to, quote, my prayers have been, you choose. And shared very much with love from God, and from my experience of God, it's been like, you choose. You're in this human body, like, go have some fun with that. Go create. Go make choices and decisions. And, yes, I get it, but sometimes our desire to, quote, do the right thing is really a cover-up for control. You know, we want the perfect guarantee, the bulletproof decision, right? That, like, oh, we're doing all this work. There's the desire of, like, I want to be in alignment with God. That is a great desire. But sometimes we give away our choice and agency of, like, I want to be asked to do all the things versus I'm going to expand into my agency and make choices.
Well, Tiffany, I think what we just uncovered was another layer. What it really is the reason why I would want to make such a great decision with this, making sure I'm built on a solid foundation, is because it means everything to me right now. I'm like, whoa, it's because it's so near and dear to my heart. Like, I feel so passionate about it and so strong about it that I want to make sure I'm making the right decisions to set it up for success so it's not a failure, you know? So that was a great layer that was discovered in it. It's like, how do you make decisions when what you're embarking on is really like you feel so passionate? It's so different than like, oh yeah, let's eat this green smoothie or, you know, let's drink this green smoothie or something. It's like, no, this is something I feel called to do. And so I think when there's a higher level of, you're feeling a stewardship, you're feeling that leadership, like it is, it's stepping into a whole nother leadership role. And so just recognize, I think it's the weight. It's like, yes, I want to prove that I'm a good steward. And I feel so called to do this. Like, yeah, let's do this. And mm-hmm. and it brings out that humility. Just got to make sure I stay in the, just keep just trusting too of like, yeah, great. I'm totally making the right decisions. This is, it's all going to work out great. And then I can
adjust where needed, of course. Like, that's what pilots do. They adjust as they're flying. They adjust.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Powerful. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You sound more clear to me, and I think it's just trusting and dropping into, like, how do I find and move forward? And some things we have really clear directives towards, some things we don't, and we get to navigate that part of life and the learning of it and the experience of it. And you have such a heart that's in such a great place that wants to do right and good things. And so trusting in that as well, too, right, is that, hey, cool, let's have some experience. Let's lean in. Let's go for it. So thank you again, love, for sharing.
Thank you, Tiff.
Okay, I am coming next. Miss Ruby has her hand up. Ruby, if you want to lead out with some short, sweet, what's new and good, I'd love to hear that. And then from there, if you want to share whatever question is up for you. Just make sure you've unmuted yourself on your end. Can you hear me, Ruby? Okay, we will circle back to you. Okay, Miss Carolina, your hand is up, sister. You are unmuted if you want to lead out with your new and good and then your question or share. Oh, let me try that one more time. There we go. Okay,
hi.
Good.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. This is Carolina Morelli. I'm your friend with the Mohawk, and I am back in Charlotte with my family, new and good. I had an amazing conversation with my husband coming home, and I've taken my homework very seriously, Miss Tiffany. And
good.
So mine's more of a share. When the last day that I was in Salt Lake, I kept hearing the words burn the boat, burn the ship in my head. And I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with where that comes from, but it's basically like you're going all in on what you're focusing on, right? And I got home and I was listening to a mindset thing, and I went to fast forward to this one part, and I just had this feeling in my gut like, no, go rewind it. So I did. And as soon as I hit play again, the words the woman said was, burn the ship. Have you ever heard the phrase burn the ship? And I just about fell off the couch. And it was just so interesting how, like, when you get super clear on what you want in your vision, and it's like, you know, how God just gives you the signs and gives you the encouragement. Well, a couple of days later, I got hit with a lot of fear, right? Tomorrow I start officially back with doTERRA, and I had to just talk myself down out of that place because I recognized what it was. And I was like, no. And I went back to the place of love and purpose and peace. And, I was really proud of myself because for me, it was a really big breakthrough. I did not give that like crazy thinking more than like 5-10 minutes, and I was able to stop it. Right. And, I just stayed on task. I just stayed focused on everything I had set on my list. I've been time blocking, using a timer, like all the things to help me with my little ADD brain. And then I was fine. So that's what I wanted to share.
I love it, babe. Yeah, so Carolina flew out to Salt Lake for a VIP day, and we spent about five-ish hours on site together just doing a lot of strategy and some beautiful healing work, and so fun to have her live and here in person and just work on that. And so I'm super proud of you. But, and then, yes, it's so normal, like, you come back to fear and you come back to resistance, and I think we can all relate to that, like, through some of the other shares here today, too. It's like we can have this knowledge, or, like, Holly takes these photos, and then, gosh, maybe I shouldn't share them, and the second guessing. And Gail's like, I'm right ready to buy these flowers, but then I talk myself out of it, and maybe that was selfish, or, gosh, I don't want to be, you know, and just we all come up against the fears or the resistance or the self-talk. And so I'm super proud of you, girl, and it's, you know, again, it's a process that you're ready for a new beginning. I'm pretty confident in that. So, you know, I mean, we trust that, sister.
Yep.
That's for sure. Well, good. Well, you sound like you're in a great place.
Yeah.
Love, love, love it.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you're welcome. Okay. I am coming next to Miss Ruby. I'm going to try and see if you're there. You can see if that's let. see. Okay. All right, Ruby. Can you hear me? You're unmuted on my side, on my monitor, so just make sure you're unmuted on yours. Okay. And Ruby, it looks like maybe you've web called in a few times, like as I look at the monitor. So I'm going to take this hand down. Do you want to pop up the hand you're on, whichever, if you'll do that again, and maybe it will give me a clean. Okay. All right. Can you hear me, Ruby?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
There we go. Okay.
Yay. Yeah. Oh, so unfortunately, my web is just going in and out. So that's why I've had to keep popping in and off. So hopefully get my
question. No worries.
Wow. So my share is this. I have a friend who was diagnosed with cancer, and I had a great an inspiration to make a hope box. And so I was able to ask for some help. I had a man that is a carpenter. He made the box. I had a friend that's an artist that painted hope and love nourishes hope on the box with some flowers. And I was able to place that on her doorstep today as she started chemo yesterday. And I had a blood transfusion today, and I've had people dropping things off to me so that I can put something in her box every day. And all of these things are just filled with hope or just letters of care, love, and concern for her. So I was impressed that I was able to follow through with a thought and inspiration that I had. And then to see this object in front of me as creation, that it all started with the thought, and now it's something that's been created that will hopefully bless not only her life, but her family's life as they, and the people that are putting things in this hope box. And it was a really good lesson to me on how powerful thought can be when you act on it.
Mm-hmm. I love that, sis. And thank you for loving on this human and putting out goodness there. And yes, the power of creation. And when we, you know, put our minds and our hearts in it, gosh, we can really be utilized for good. So thank you for doing some light and some good. Is there anything else I can serve or support you with today?
Yeah. So my question is around rejection. So I had an experience this week. I am with doTERRA. I teach a class every Thursday on Zoom, and I co-teach with somebody else, and we're creating a class on Mondays that's just going to be an intro to essential oils for some people that are interested. So anyone can come on Monday for that class to learn about that. But my co-teacher wanted to add the business section on. And I had this emotion of why do we want to add the business part? Can't we just share and give without wanting anything in return? But then, of course, if somebody didn't share the business with me, I wouldn't be experiencing all that I am experiencing right now and all that I've been learning over the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I looked a little bit deeper. I know it stems from a rejection as a child. I was abused by my father, and that has kept me, you know, I've been listening to the principles, the book that we've been listening to. I've been listening to it on. And the picture that comes to my mind is when he talks about the elephant. That as a child, as a little baby elephant, they put this long rope on them, and you know, so they can't get loose. But then, as the elephant grows, the rope gets thinner. It's not even that tight. It's not even that strong. Mm-hmm. But the elephant won't break free. So that's the picture that's coming up in my head. Why can't I let go of that? I'm not enough, or I don't want to be rejected. So therefore, I shy away.
Yeah, Lev. So I think, you know, some of this, so first of all, thank you again for sharing. It does take courage. But similar to what I was sharing with Gail is the why is the booby prize. You know, when we say, well, why am I like this? Or I struggle with this self-doubt, or this thing is up for me, or gosh, what if this and what if that? And again, I hold space. I have empathy for it. And again, this is coaching versus therapy, because therapy is a very valuable part of our lives when we're processing wounds and when we're like, hey, I need to process that. But hopefully also good therapy brings us to the same place where coaching is, which is what decisions do I need to make? What do I choose to do? I'm going to be in my conscious, creative, choosing in self. And so similar when you say, you know, gosh, this fear of rejection or this fear of not, and I get it, and I love your heart, and you always want to add value. But sharing the business with people is a form of adding value. But it's just making it as an invitation, like, hey, do you want to come to my birthday party? Cool. And if they say yes, awesome. Let's talk more and get you a hat. You know, if you say no, or they say no, then we go, oh, okay, cool. Well, if you want to come in the future, let me know. I love knowing you and having you in my life. It's, again, a lot of times you're asking a few layers of questions, but, you know, when we talk about rejection, I ask all of you to just think about reframing rejection. That rejection is, we often think ourselves as less than or worse off, and we're technically the same. Is if you ask, say, you know, Susan to come to your birthday party, meaning join your business, and Susan says no, well, Susan wasn't in your business before you asked, and she's still not in your business. So technically, you're the exact same. But how we take that, again, what happens in the human brain, understandably so, I do it, we've all done it, is we make her no mean something about us. Oh, see, I must smell, I must be awkward, or I didn't do it right, or if I was thinner, or I was taller, or I was this, or I was that. You know, we make it this big, meaningful story about us versus the issue isn't that you need to change. It's just that Susan said no, or at least no for now. We go, great. Well, I'm still having a birthday party, so I'm going to keep inviting people to this incredible opportunity and this exciting thing that I'm about. So if you need to write this down, do it and review it daily. Do it. Put it as part of your purpose statement, part of your morning ritual. It's just your why of why you do what you do and the energy that you want to be about, and you practice this. But all of us at some level are going to get to practice some of these principles we're talking about the rest of our lives, right? It's not like we go through Success Academy and there's kids, and we never once feel the fear of loss. We never once feel insecure. We never once feel the mean girl show up. No, we get to practice. We're here to add to our toolbox. Then we have skills and tools. And we build a body of work where we go, oh, I have more confidence and more trust of where to find the tools to navigate when these things come up. So don't be stingy with the birthday party invitation. Ask people to come. Invite them. I agree, as I'm not a big hate-in-your-face salesperson of you got to join today and this, that, and the other. But you can let people know, hey, just like every one of you at some level, I made an invitation, whether at an event, on a camera, in email marketing, and said, hey, I'm gathering my next group for Success Academy. Would you like to be part of it? Great. Tucked into a lot of value, but I made a direct ask in one way or another to all of you, a direct invitation to step into. Yeah, I want to grow. I want to be in an incubator of growth for a season of time. And I'm so glad you guys chose into this, because this group is incredible. I mean, we're doing real work all day today. Do you guys hear that and feel that? And sometimes real work isn't comfortable. Like when Gail and I are interacting, and I can feel myself literally pacing the room and I'm breathing through it, because I want Gail to have a breakthrough. Not because it's not about me. It's she said yes to this. I want to help her get there. I'm going to push her a little bit. That's not always comfortable for me too, just to be clear. But the reality is, like, we're going to work on change. Let's look at this together. I just think it matters that whether you say yes or they say yes or no, you keep hosting the party. Like, I'm going to keep hosting coaching groups and gatherings and various things because I'm in alignment to that's what I feel drawn and called to do. And I want to do it. I love it. Like this moment, I don't know how long we've been on the phone yet. I mean, I'm somewhat conscious. Okay, we've been here for 1 hour and 6 minutes. It has gone by so quickly so far already. And we'll be here at least another 15. But the reality is like, oh my gosh, because this is joyful for me. I love being here. So that being said for you, and what you're talking about is, okay, well, I'm going to make the ask and the invitation, but similar back to like, well, here's why I do this and abused as a child, and I have huge empathy for that. You know, we all, if we could all hear each other's intimate path and story, we'd all probably cry, number one, and two, we'd have massive compassion for each other. There's certain things, if you knew about me, you'd be like, wow, how did you not end up strung out on Skid Row? Well, a lot of gifts, grace, choices, right? And so we all have those things. I'm just asking each of you, you have the power of choice. And so do you. We have just like, okay, well, I'm this way because I went through that. Well, maybe you have been that way up until now, but now that you're more aware, what new choice and decision do you want to make? So thank you. Hopefully, does that help and give you some love and some support?
Oh, most definitely. And can you hear me?
Yes.
The funny thing is, and this is something I definitely need to look at, as I was going through that emotion of, rejection or the thoughts of it, that type of a thing on Monday, at that same time, I got an email from a woman I had sent samples to a year or so asking to order something. I told her about the class we were doing on Monday. She hopped right on within 20 minutes of the time that we had talked, and she signed up, and she wants to do the business. So the interesting fact in that is that here I am telling you my emotion, but yet I didn't even look at the outcome that I'm celebrating. So I've seen my pattern has been focus on the bad, focus on the negative, because I've
Yeah, you just cut out just a little bit. There you go.
I've got to live in my purpose.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was
well. Thank you for sharing us for us the win and reminding all of us that you know what. On week four, when we talk in detail about nourishing your network, you're going to hear about the law of four interactions and that most business, because again, we're in the people business, relationship business. Most business, and you'll hear. I'll share it right here, right now, in this moment. You'll hear it again then. Is that we know that the bulk of business. And the law of four interactions comes from some data that looks at that the average sales transaction has at least four or more interactions. And I'd say the higher the price point, the bigger the commitment or whatnot, you know, those things, that's definitely an influence. Now, there's some things we just do point of purchase sale, right, whatnot, but even that had been influenced from you at some level. Maybe you saw those cute leggings on your Instagram scroll or Facebook scroll, and they keep putting that there, and then you were in the mall and you see them in the doorway, you know, in the mannequin case in the front of the store and you see the leggings and you go in and buy them. Well, you've been being influenced, right? Some things we legit just go and buy, but most things do come with some time where we're building trust with a person, with a brand, with a company, things like that. And so thank you for reminding all of us the power of longevity, persistence, taking the long game. It's like, that's why you heard me share very intimately this week. If you've not yet listened to this, it's in your assignment, you know. I also dropped it in our Facebook group because I want you all to listen to a podcast show that went live about 3 weeks ago called Your Goals, or Your Goals, Your Effort Versus Your Outcome. Because you had a great outcome on Monday where someone hopped on and bought and signed up and wants to do the business with you. Awesome. That was a cool outcome, right? Yet you'd been doing the effort, planting the seeds, nourishing that person. And with time, she then said, yes, I'm ready now. And that happened to be Monday. Is if we're going to show up and be really clear. So when, again, when we set goals, I love big vision. And I love clear outcomes. But I love really clear effort. And that we make really clear effort goals as well. Of how many people are you guys nourishing this week? You know, and how am I nourishing myself? I've given you some specific self-care assignments that you know about. Right? Morning ritual, mirror work, joyless, is ways to nourish yourself, but also as you're nourishing others and content creation or various goals like that, that you go, okay, cool, I'm going to do the work because that's what I directly can control. Good stuff, Ruby. Good stuff. All right, Ms. Angela, I saw you had your hand up. You're so welcome. I saw you had your hand up. I don't see it up now. Do you still, if you want to pop your hand up, feel free to do so. We also have one other hand that's up. I just want to make sure that's not a technical thing. Okay, there you are, sweetheart. Okay. I may have cleared your hand when we were working out Ruby's thing. Okay, sis, if you're unmuted, if you want to lead out with what's new and good, and then if you want to share what your share or question is. Just make sure you're unmuted.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Okay, there we go. I can. There we go, love.
It was stuck. I kept pushing the button and pushing the button. Hey, everybody. I'm so glad to be on call with you guys. I just love this group so much. And had some really good wins this week as far as just my gratitude. In large part, is just this nourishment that I've been focusing on. And the crazy thing about it is that I feel like I'm getting more out of it than I'm giving. You know, just that good feeling of just pouring into other people. And so, yeah, that has been really, really good. And what other introductions did we need, Tiffany? I'm sorry.
You covered it. No, you're good. I love it. You're seeing some good things happen from your nourishing.
Yes. And just being able to, I coach on Wednesday mornings, and I was able to coach on that this morning, and I just felt just amazing. It just felt so good to give that away and to give other people the opportunity, you know, to tap into that too. So that's been really good. And I wanted to kind of throw something out to you because I've shared with you kind of some of the stuff going on. I have an injury in my back, and my history is that I've had some really challenging health problems. And you know, I hear some of you on here just talking about those, you know, I don't know if PTSD is the right word, but just those triggers that take us back to places that we feel like we've overcome, right? And so I've been kind of dealing with that and had a lot of appointments, which is really triggering for me because I did too much of that in my life. And yesterday morning, I just had this strength that rose up in me. And my question is more about like self-sabotage and the big leap and upper level limit. Because I wonder kind of where the line is with that sometimes. And what I realize is that I'm really tapping in to some powerful places in my life that I've never touched before. And then suddenly I have this issue, this health issue. And I know it was God that rose up in me yesterday morning and said, you know what? No, enough is enough. Like, I am not going through this again. I know my body. I know how to heal my body. I don't know if that, does that resonate, Tiffany? It's like, can you hear me still?
I can hear you. So what you're saying, okay, though, is this an upper limit thing or is this a human thing? Or like, I mean, I hear what you're sharing contextually, but I'm not quite sure I hear a question in there yet or what you'd like, how I
right.
can weigh in on that.
Right. Well, I'll finish kind of telling you what happened. So, And a lot of it is like that thing of the question, what do you need? What do you need, sweetheart? Angela, what do you need?
Yeah.
You know, so I just began to ask myself that question yesterday. And then I thought, you know, everything I've done in healing my body that has been successful has been natural. So I thought, you know, I'm going to go to a chiropractor today, which, you know, I have in the past, but anyway, that was just what I felt like came from my inner self of like, this is what I need to do. Right. So I went and I cannot even tell you how much better I feel. And I know that that's a huge path to healing. And so I guess my question is, can that whole self-sabotage and upper level limit thing, do you feel like that plays in even in like your physical, like things like that?
Oh, absolutely. I think But I think also there's, and I don't have the right answer on this, meaning like this is the always forever sure answer. It's part of being in a human body is we do have illness and we do have injury and we get to learn. I still think we can find lessons in all the things, but part of being human are some of these various physical things. So in terms of like, hey, it's always this, but I have seen myself, like Danielle Laporte, she is the author of that book, Desire Map. She talks about how often when she's about to give a keynote talk, a lot of times her throat will start to get sore or, you know, stuff will start to show up. And there's ways the body is manifesting for sure. I think our emotions and our energy of 100% are showing up or influenced in our body. But do I think that means that every time it's like, oh, I tripped and fell, or I've got this back thing, gosh, maybe I've got all these emotional unresolved things. I don't know if I would say, gosh, it's always that, but I think having energetic support, you know, like you've heard from Jenny on this call today, and there's others like her that they are phenomenal at doing energy work and like helping us process the emotions that might be up, might be trapped in the body, might have to do with what is up for us. I know when, you know, my podcast went to launch a year and a half ago, and it's something I'd thought about for a few years. It was, I'd felt fine. And the day we went and put it out there to like rally the troops that our first show would be live in a week, but to gather when it was like, I started getting sick, and I don't get sick very, very rarely. And it was just like, I just smiled like, oh, there's the resistance, you know, showing up because, hey, you're on the cusp of a new level. And so sometimes do I think it's worth exploring and saying and intuitively dropping in, is there a message here for me? Is there something that's up for me? But our physical is, of course, connected emotionally. And do I think it always means that, hey, oh, my gosh, I've had this illness. I've had this thing. It must be, you know, that I'm upper limiting or whatnot. I can't say that with 100% confidence. Right, to say, oh, it's always that is, because part of it is we're humans and we have illnesses or viruses and injuries and, you know, we have things as part of being on the human plane. Yeah. I think what matters is you ask your own body and your own self, is there something here for me to look at? And if there is, then I'd give, you know, guidance or guidance to that. And if not, then I'd trust that too.
I think that was the greatest thing is just, you know, having an opportunity to utilize the work that we're doing here, you know, that we're all doing here. And of course, I don't believe that every physical illness would be an upper level limit. I just had awareness around it on this one and breakthrough with it. So I just wanted to really, you know, just share that and just ask kind of, I think it can be tricky there, right? With some of the upper level limit things, but yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Because I do think, like, especially when it's on the cusp of something else that's happening, like you launching your podcast or someone's voice going out when they're going to be speaking, you know, those kind of things. And, you know, my story and I want women to rise up and it's like, and here I am down. And I'm like, hang on a second. I don't live in this place. So anyway. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having us call.
Thank you for sharing. Oh, always. I love it. And I'm glad you're seeing some great momentum with the nourishing through yourself and your team, and there's exciting things happening there. Okay, we are coming. Our final share today will be, it's area code 505, last four digits 9500. You are unmuted if you want to introduce yourself. You're unmuted.
Hi,
now.
Tiffany.
There we go. Hi, love.
Hi, this is Michonne from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, Michonne. Hello, love. Are you originally from Santa Fe or from New Mexico?
I am. I'm originally from New Mexico. And you'll probably see two numbers pop up. So this was just a different number I have. But I just want to say, you know, I wanted to, probably one of my biggest takeaways this last week was the mirror work. And I've done it for a long time. But really, I think I took it to a place where I embraced it in a new place. I think that's the way I could put it. And so that was a win for me this week. And really, I mean, I don't have time for my whole story here, but one thing my stepmom always did is she was like, you have to wear your makeup all the time. And she would hand me lipstick if it was at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night. I mean, that was just kind of her thing, that you had to look perfect all the time. And I've worked through those things. But when you do mirror work, you know, I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I always get ready, even if I'm home all day, makeup on all day. And that day, and I posted it on Facebook, of course, to our group. But when I saw myself and, like, no makeup, hair not done, it was really up-leveling it for me personally. And so that was a win for me, because I'm trying to embrace every piece, even if I've already done something in the past, like the mirror work, like how can I take it to that new place? So anyhow, I just wanted to say thank you for encouraging us to, you know, continue to take steps forward. I think it's so important. And I think the other thing, I'm just really looking forward to all the time management pieces, because I am an educator, and as a principal and administrator, you juggle so many different things. And so I'm going to start working already on what you said earlier, like getting a handle on those distractions. And I love what you said, my phone is a resource, not a leash. So I took a lot of notes today, and I'm going to lean into that.
Yeah.
So that really more.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for the share, and gosh, and just the permission for all of us, even in your share about what your stepmom, you know, was often sharing, and hey, you've got to always have your face on and be good to go all times of the day. And really, as a grown woman now, saying, does that really resonate for me? That was modeled for me. Is that true for me still? Mm-hmm. Right? And what's real for me? And the permission, and similar, I loved Holly leading us out with that vulnerability of, gosh, I took these photos and I was all excited and yes, and Wonder Woman, and then all the self-doubt that popped up and, wait, what am I doing? And I'm a grown woman and I should, you know, the shoulds. Is ask yourself. I think hopefully you feel in a safe space, the shoulds, like we can look at and be like, maybe some of these shoulds get dropped off here at this point, and they're not moving forward with me. And if it's a yes, or it's real for me and the woman and the person I've become, great. And if not, I'm going to trust that too. You know, as we evolve and we grow and we can make new decisions. You know, I love Jenny's question about making decisions. How do we make good decisions? And I love that you are sharing. I took a lot of notes today. Hopefully you guys are getting a sense of the power of these Q&A calls, is that maybe not every share is a big light bulb, but I guarantee at least one, and usually more than one, of little gems that show up here of things we go, gosh, I want to look at that for myself. I want to understand, like, I loved Gail's share about, like, I saw something I needed to see in her share, too, about you know, the fear of loss and why we sometimes don't double down on the joy, because we're afraid to feel the disappointment or the fear of the loss of that. Like, so we'd rather just play it small than really lean in and go for it. You know, that's what I really heard what her share was about. And I was like, wow, I needed to see that too. It's how often we control, you know, running the show versus love or joy. And control is, again, a fear-based behavior. And we all do that at some level. So it's just more awareness. So thank you all for a beautiful experience and your heart. I just have such love for you and such desire to be part of the positive in your life, for real change, for transformation. It's your beauties, your queens. You deserve, I want higher vibration and more love and juiciness and vivaciousness and richness into your life. And, you know, I just, I'm holding space for that for you. And that comes from making choices and nourishing certain habits. So, again, Sean, thank you for what you just shared there as well, as it just reinforces that, yeah, we're doing some great work here. So thank you, you guys. I'm wishing you a great rest of your day. I am here in Newport Beach, California, for just a few days. I have a training Friday night. I have to be back for in Salt Lake. But how fun and great friends. You want to hear the cutest thing is get to the hotel. It's a cute little boutique hotel, and I'm here with a few friends. But funny enough, started out as coaching clients, and now they've all become best of friends. And my birthday was about 5 weeks ago, okay? Like, birthday's been a minute, but we haven't necessarily gathered yet as this group. I totally not on my radar. Open the door, and there's streamers, and they're in hats because some of the friends got here yesterday. And it's just like, what joy. You know, when we talk about nourishing our relationships and the power of relationships, and I posted about that on Monday this week on my social media, and just really up for me. And we'll talk about that also on week 4 as well. But I want you guys to be doing both simultaneously. really. It's like the yin-yang is I'm going to nourish myself. I'm going to have a better relationship. I'm in a committed relationship with myself. Whether I feel it or not, I choose to be and choose to have better self-confidence and esteem. And on the flip side, I also choose to be more intentional, loving, kind. But again, you're there intentional in my relationships to nourish them too. I wish you guys a great rest of your day. Anything else you want to share or popped up for you today or comes up for you tomorrow or over the weekend, by all means, post it in our Facebook group. If there's something specifically you want me to say, just make sure you tag me to it. And I check into that group at least twice a day. On Monday, as we've already given a lot of energy to or thought about, we are going to do a deep dive into time management, productivity, priority management. We're also going to talk in a thing now on organization, is really setting you up to win with your schedule and your space, right? Those double S's, schedule and space. How do we move more intentional and effective with those? I love, love, love what's on tap for you. But in the meantime, there's several days between now and then. So if there's something up for you, questions, thoughts, insights, if there's something you've heard someone else share today that really touched you, reach out to them. Let them know that. Or if there's a resource you want to drop in our Facebook group, please do that as well. I'm wishing you guys a great rest of your Wednesday and a great rest of your week, and I look forward to staying connected with you in our group. Thanks, everyone.